This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Talk back on the evening edition. Only on BFM 89.9.
It is Talk Back on the Evening Edition. Caroline and Ezra here. The number to call is 03-771-09000. Our phone lines are open. You can, of course, WhatsApp us at 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, Caroline, I've just been, you know, past couple of days, been swamped with work. Haven't had time to sort of go through social media and see what's exploding. And hashtag Watsons is all over social media. Yesterday, in a bid to kick off their Hari Raya campaign, Watson's Malaysia, everybody knows a pharmacy, they released, well, what's to say, perhaps an interesting 15-minute short film, and it was called Legenda Chun Raya. And the short film was based on the Malaysian fairy tale Dayang Senandung. And so it's a story about a girl who was born cursed with black skin. And according to Watson's, they chose this story to highlight the legend, the moral values of inner beauty, and to show that true love exists. And so it had even this star-studded list of celebrities, including Amber Chia, Kamal Adli, and Ukasha Senrose. And but unfortunately, there's more that happened to this particular film.
Well, it hasn't gone down a treat.
Yes.
Suffice to say. So if you haven't seen the film, it basically goes like this. It's set in Java, I think. It depicts how an aristocrat looks for a partner with a beautiful singing voice. So, you know, he does what everybody does when looking for a partner. He sets up a competition for the women around the area and eventually makes his choice based on her beautiful singing voice. But when he asks for her to reveal her face, he is visibly shocked to find that the woman has dark skin, really, really dark. And now, they portrayed this by having a
blackface.
Yeah, that's right, with blackface, essentially. So as the film progresses, the woman proceeds to wash her blacked out face, revealing a lighter skin tone underneath. The aristocrat appears to be obviously relieved, praising her beauty, and it eventually ends with a quote, "Only at Watson's you'll be beautiful."
So here's a short snippet of the film highlighting more of the controversial bits that we've been talking about.
Ana masa pernah dengar suara dalam mimpi Ana setiap malam 3 hari seminggu. Ana rasa wajah ente mesti secantik dan seindah suara ente. Show me your face. Tunjukkan Ana. Tunjukkan pada dunia. Silakan. Tak sabar Ana nak lihat muka ente yang indah dan cantik itu. Tak ada lighting kah? Hei, ini hitam.
Sebenarnya Adinda hanya ingin menguji ketulusan hati Tuan Hamba. Adinda tidak hitam. Adinda flawless lagi.
I can see that.
Tadi Adinda pergi cuci muka lah.
Will you marry me? Mana kakinya? Hitam juga ya? Cuci kaki juga?
So that was an excerpt of essentially the two main scenes. The first scene in which the prince is shocked at the princess when she reveals the face. And the next scene is of his relief once he discovers that she's washed away all the dark elements of her skin and into this fair-skinned beauty.
Yep. So as you can imagine, the video spread pretty much like wildfire. It ignited a huge controversy, and as expected, right, the typical barrage of comments all over the internet calling it a disgrace for promoting blackface and racism. Now, Watson, they jumped to their own defense. They released a statement to explain their position, and the gist of their justification said that they stand firm on their belief that unity and fairness plays an important role, and we respect people from all nationalities. The video was shot to highlight the legend and its moral values of inner beauty, and that true love exists. We are sorry that some of our fans feel offended by the video, which was not our intention. Yada yada yada.
Okay, so there are a couple of things just from that apology that's just outrageous. Firstly, maybe they don't have a PR firm working for them, but that statement, we stand firmly to believe that unity and fairness plays an important role. Mm-hmm. Perhaps fairness might have been a difficult choice of words given the context of this controversy. And the second thing is, the worst apology is, we are sorry that some of our fans feel offended by the video. You need to apologize for the offending and not...
And you need to own up to it.
And you need to own up to it.
It's a non sequitur response, right? I mean, if you don't discriminate, then why put out a 15-minute ad where the premise is one that literally paints black as flawed and cringeworthy?
Yeah. Well, so from the offset, it feels that there are so many wrongs on this issue and this video on so many levels. On a profit-making front, it points a finger squarely at the promotion of skin-whitening products, which was the core focus of this ad, at least visually. But there was no indicator, actually. It was actually, at the end of this video, I was actually looking for some sort of call to action.
It's supposed to be subtle.
I guess so. But in the mind of Watson's, this was a Hari Raya video, and it was just bizarre.
Well, as in Petronas, it was trying to do.
I think that's the equivalent, because there was no product at the end.
Well, undeniably, skin whitening products is a multi-billion-dollar industry that basically equates beauty with white skin, effectively pushing the message that we're incomplete or at least less beautiful if we aren't fair, right? And the fact is, these products sell. What would that mean if we buy into that rhetoric, or don't we buy into that rhetoric?
Yeah, and here's the thing. You take down this 15-minute short film, you come up with a half-baked apology, and I was just looking at the video just before we went on air, and the production and cost that went into that, just the celebrities that involved, the way it would have cost in the hundreds of thousands of ringgit, and it feels very strange for Watson's not to at least own up to some element of responsibility to the type of messaging that was contained in this video.
Yep.
And so we're asking you on TalkBack today, and going back to this topic of fair skin, is it important to have fair skin? What do you equate that to? Do you use skin whitening cream? And whether you think that fair skin is more beautiful? 03-771-09000. You can WhatsApp us 016-201-9000. And of course, tweet us at BFM Radio. Our first caller of the day is none other than Mrs. Ampi. Hi, Mrs. Ampi. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi, Caroline. How can you not ask an Indian about
Well, it's a good thing for the Melayu Cina quota in this studio has already been fulfilled, and you make up that element. Tell us, what do you think about the controversy of this video?
I haven't seen the video, but let me tell you that if you ask any Indian man, what would you want as a bride? And he could have the face like the back of a lorry, but he would want somebody tall, fair and beautiful.
Yeah.
It has to be tall, fair and beautiful. And he would be as dark as hell, but it doesn't matter. So the idea basically is, does fair skin really matter? And let me tell you that when I was pregnant, I was actually given, saffron, kungumapu they call it in Tamil. I was given saffron in milk so that if I had a baby and if it was a girl, she had to be fair. Mm. But can you imagine how even our ancestors went about with that? And when Uma asked me, Mom, why am I different? When he was 7 years old, he asked me this question. Mom, why am I different color from my sister? So I told him, when I had your sister in my stomach, I said, God, maybe everybody wants her to be tall, fair, and beautiful. So I said, yeah, then make her tall, fair, and beautiful. And she turned out tall, fair, and beautiful. But when I had you in my stomach, I said, God, if it is a son, I only want him to be very, very clever. I forgot about the color.
Right.
Oh, dear. You forgot about the color. Oh, dear.
I forgot about the color.
Oh.
So you are this color. And black is beautiful, I said.
Oh.
So can you imagine how much it has, how much is God in our psyche that you've got to be fair? I've seen some beautiful dark-skinned women in India when I was in college. And you can't stop looking at them because they are so beautiful, but they are dark. And there was no reason why they couldn't find a husband, because they did.
And Mrs. Abbey, if I may ask, you know, just touching a little bit more, I guess, on the cultural nuance about this issue of beauty and fair skin. And of course, you know, Umar might have asked you a question as he was growing up and trying to make sense of these types of issues. Is this still something that is prevalent, I guess, within your community? And I guess because every community is coming to terms with this notion that fair is more beautiful.
Of course, I have had girls telling me that, why haven't you, have you ever used Fair and Lovely, or have you ever used, these were the whitening creams that they've had. And I used to tell them, will you stop using those things? They're dangerous. Mm. And then, but then they do it. They said, no, 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 you know, it makes my skin fairer. And the ads are so exciting for them.
Mm.
So, and then, you know, and don't forget that some of the girls, because they are dark skinned, they don't seem to find husbands.
Yeah, but obviously it's perpetuated by the same kind of thinking. And you know, even amongst the so-called fair skinned races, it's still, and I hear this a lot, right? Preferable to be on the lighter, on the lighter side of things. And you know, and this is even today, so on the lighter side of the spectrum, I've heard people say, yeah, you know, she's Chinese, but she's very, very dark. Yeah, she's Chinese. Drink lots of tafu fa when she's pregnant so that the baby will be much fairer than she is.
Wow.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Mm.
Yes, I've had people telling when they said, well, I want tall, fair and beautiful. Well, fair? Who's fair? Go marry a Chinese. You know, this is what some comedians tell Indians. But it's a fact, even till today.
Yeah.
If they are arranging a marriage, I'm not sure about love marriages, but if they're arranging a marriage, that is very important.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the line, color seems to be still very, very important.
Right.
If they are not arranging a marriage and it's a love marriage, then it's a different ballgame. But I tell you one thing. Go on to the website and look at some marriage photos.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that the guy is really dark,
mm-hmm.
but you'll find that the girl is really fair.
Mm-hmm.
Just go have a look, even till today.
We'll definitely
Thank
do so.
Thank you very much for that, Mrs.
Right.
Umpi.
So color is still very, very important, is what Mrs. Umpi says. I want to know whether or not, I suppose, you agree with that. And have you come across instances where this is an issue in your everyday life? You know, I'm thinking of these skin whitening products. Korea is a great example. They've got all these beauty products, fantastic beauty products coming out of the country. A lot of them with skin whitening properties. And if you look at Koreans just as a whole, the last thing that will come to your mind is that they're a very dark community.
Yeah, and clearly there's a huge response to that. We're talking about What's in Malaysia's interesting 15-minute short film. It's called Legenda Chun Raya, and we're talking about whether fair skin is more beautiful, whether you use skin whitening cream, and the question about how important it is to be fair-skinned. It's Top Back. The number to call is 03-77-109-000. We'll be right back after these messages on BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's. Tweet, text, talk back on BFM 89.9.
It's Talk Back with Caroline and Ezra. Once again, the number is 03-77-109-000. You can WhatsApp us at 016-201-9000 and tweet us at BFM Radio. Pharmacy chain Watson's Malaysia removed a star-studded video of its Legenda Chun Raya campaign over the Hari Raya celebration. And of course, this was following public uproar over its use of blackface and alleged sexist themes. And we're asking you about how important it is to be fair-skinned. It's one of the main themes of this video. Whether you use skin whitening cream, whether you think that fair skin is more beautiful, and what are your thoughts about perpetuating this idea and this stereotype, and what your perspective on that is. Once again, the number call is 03-77-109-000. Our next caller is Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in. Tell us what you think of either the video or just this discussion about being fair-skinned.
Yeah, so I think it's atrocious, but that's the reality. Mm-hmm. I come from a mixed parentage. My maternal grandma was Indian, and she ended up marrying a Dutchman. So my mother, my aunts, my cousins, we were all drilled from young to say, hey, remember, you are 50% Indian, and the derogatory term is K, starts with a K and ends with a G.
Right.
So don't end up with somebody who is of that descent, because then you'll be, make yourself like 150%.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm also lighter skin, like brown, but my sister, she's like the darker tone. Mm-hmm. So from small, my cousins called her Punta Kinte. Oh. Because she's dark and she had curly hair. So she had low self-esteem, and we grew up like feeling like if you're not fair, you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. So the twist of fate, she married a Swedish guy. And in Sweden, everybody's like saying, wow, Tasha, you've got beautiful tan. Mm-hmm. How long do you have to stay out in the sun to get that tan? Mm. And she's like, what? Like, you think my skin is beautiful? Because she's surrounded by Caucasians with spotty freckles and basically very sickly. So then she realized that being in Malaysia, dark is like really ugly, and overseas, tan is beautiful.
And it's a different perspective, right? That was experienced in that particular exchange that you just made. That because, you know, I was going to say that, you know, it's greener on the other side, but you know, there's a lot of color references going on. But in terms of the perspective of what the Swedes thought,
So at the same time, I ended up with a Caucasian man as well, and for my dowry, the hantaran, I insisted on all these Clarins whitening products. So my husband, he say, oh my God, like, here we are in Australia, everybody's like spending a lot of money to look bronze. You have a bronzer so that you have a healthy glow. And he said, if you were to sell whitening products in Australia, nobody will buy them. So it's so opposite in Malaysia, whitening products, it's a sell.
Well, that's really interesting. So, it's all a matter of perspective, isn't it? Because, I mean, moral of the story feels like you're just never happy with what we have.
Yeah, I mean, you see Donald Trump, he's putting a lot of bronze cream on his face.
Bronze, orange.
There's that bronze, orangey thing that he's going for. Sabrina, thank you very much for calling in. We're asking you about the significance of it to be scared, the significance of being fair-skinned. The number to call is 03-77-109-1000. And moving on to our next caller, Silva is on the line. Hi, Silva.
Hi, sir.
Tell us what you think.
I think it's very weird. Like, I have to agree with Tasha as well. When I was in Melbourne, it was the same, where fairer-skinned people would try to achieve that darker skin look. Mm-hmm. Whereas here in Asia, fairer-skinned people are trying to look... I mean, darker-skinned people are trying to look even much more fairer. Mm-hmm. But I'm more curious to know on how Watsons went about releasing this video, because I think just a few months back we had a sort of a similar backlash with the Pepsi ad, where it offended a lot of people,
right?
And, you know,
with Kendall Jenner.
Yeah, and I mean, I watched that video. I can't say the same for this one. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I wonder that whether people are just getting easily triggered or sensitive to certain cues, or maybe the people in Watsons just are oblivious to certain facts, you know, because they're not in the situation to, like. Chances are, if someone is posting a video like that and giving a green light to a video like that, they might not know what a dark-skinned person would feel or understand.
Yeah.
No, I understand where you're coming from in that, you know, sometimes you do message things wrongly, right? This is really tone-deaf, I suppose, by way of how they decided to approach it. And the same goes with the Pepsi ad. But I think there's more to this one in that I feel that overall it's harmful. If you equate... you know, fairness with beauty. Like we heard from our earlier caller, this has the power to hurt young girls who are growing up, who don't have these ideas about the world yet, who don't have these ideas that, you know, black is beautiful or black is not. And it hurts their psyche. And it's something that is self-perpetuating all the way until they're grown. And it happens with the next generation and the generation after. So how harmful is it? And I think that's where it's important.
Oh, yes, miss. And I think there's a bigger question to be answered here, right? Where if there is a group of, let's say, the board of members, they watch this video, board of members of Watson, they watch this video before being released and they greenlit it. They said, yeah, it's a good idea. I'm sure they heard the concept before it was directed.
Yeah.
They heard all of these things and they say, yeah, you know what? It's a good idea. I think this will do very well among the Malaysian consumers. The fact that there are a group of people that actually think like this, it begs the question that maybe there is a sizable amount of Malaysian population or just people in the world who are oblivious to these kind of things, you know?
Yeah.
Who just don't think that this is an issue at all.
Or who don't think that it's wrong.
Yeah, I don't think it's wrong. Mm-hmm. Or they might actually have inherent biases towards darker skin.
Yeah, and the unfortunate circumstance for those folks who feel that this isn't something wrong. It only takes something else to hurt your sensibilities for you to have that same uproar as well. And I think it's trying to find that sweet spot of being conscious of not just yourself, but of others that are different from you. And that seems to be lacking in the production of this video.
Oh, yes. And I'll also like to add on to Uma's mom's point. I'm an Indian guy, and when I was young, I was succumbed to that, like the beauty factor of white. Fair skin girls tend to be more attractive than darker skin girls. And my dad used to hit me on this. Hit me as not physically, but like he tends to tell me like, no, you're wrong. Like, it doesn't matter of skin color and whatnot. But growing up, I think I was so bombarded with like all this kind of ideology that fair is better, white is better, that I succumbed to that kind of thinking. And it took me years of growing up and like meeting other people who have different perspectives to understand that that's not the case, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, it's very much like something we grew up with, I would say.
It seems like it. Thank you very much for your call, Silva. Now, of course, it's not just the internet that's up in arms over the video. Those from the advertising industry are scratching their heads as well.
Yeah, in terms of how difficult it is to get this right, to gauge the temperature on the ground and to artistically then create something that resonates with that.
Earlier, we caught up with Rizwana Manjur, the editor of Advertising and Marketing, and she was pretty taken aback by this entire scenario. This was her initial reaction after watching the Watson's ad.
Well, I was a little bit mortified by it because, you know, firstly, you have all these women who were competing against each other for the heart of a man, and they were all just standing around flaunting themselves, and, you know, people were just passing judgment. I mean, that in itself is kind of wrong. But then he hears a beautiful voice, and then when he sees the dark skin, he gets a fright that just adds a whole new level to it, right? Like, what are you trying to tell all the kids in the world, that, you know, you have to be fair to get ahead in life? And, you know, what are you teaching the youth, that only the fairest can win? So the whole thing was just, mortifying. That's the only way I can put it. And it was 15 minutes long. So, you know, clearly they had money to spend, and they had a number of good stars in it. So they must have had deep pockets. So I don't understand why something better couldn't come out of it. So that's my whole initial reaction to the whole thing. And I think with content marketing now on the rise, you can really do so much better with the money you have.
That was Rizwana Manjur, the editor of Advertising and Marketing, giving her thoughts on perhaps why this video was even greenlit to be broadcasted all over the internet. We're talking about the star-studded video Legenda Chun Raya by Watson's Malaysia. It had a huge public uproar upon its release due to its use of blackface and sexist themes. And we're talking about the ad and specifically how important it is to be fair-skinned. And we want to hear from you. Do you think that fair skin is more beautiful? And whether you use skin whitening cream, call us at 03-7710-9000. Now, Roslyn, Vimal, and Ivy, please hold the lines. We're going to get to your calls right after the 6:30 news. It's BFM 89.9.
Psst, you there? Open your mouth and talk. It's Talkback time on BFM 89.9.
Let's talk back with Caroline and Ezra. The number to call is 03-7710-9000. We're talking about Watson's Malaysia 15-minute short film. It was called Legenda Chun Raya. It's been taken down for the uproar over the video and its use of blackface and sex and allegedly sexist themes. And we're talking about some of the contents of the video and about, I guess, this question of how important it is to be fair skin and whether you think fair skin is more beautiful. What and the question of whether you think that this ad was appropriate or not. We've got all our callers lined up, but before we hit to them, Caroline, a whole bunch of text messages and tweets have come in over the past half an hour.
Yep, that's right. So this one's saying, no, it doesn't matter. For as long as they have healthy skin, they're beautiful. Green, black, brown, red skin, it really doesn't matter. Raphael saying, the relevant ministry should permanently ban any product or an advert that promotes fair is better. It's absolute rubbish in the current day. This one's saying, I think black is beautiful. And Thomas with this one saying, aren't we overreacting to this advertisement? You know, take back your memories to the famous BBC program, Mind Your Language. And there is so much by way of racial jokes, of jokes of color, and yet we all enjoyed it and had a good laugh. I can't understand why this, why can't we take this as humor and enjoy it instead of overreacting and being overly sensitive to these advertisements, Thomas? Now, Thomas, and I think I get that we should be able to laugh at ourselves. I get that we take ourselves a little bit too seriously. But if you want to go back to Circa Mind Your Language, there was a whole lot of inappropriateness when viewed through today's lens. We're not living in the 70s anymore.
And that's the key thing, right?
Yep, like, we have realized that by perpetuating such ideas of fair equals beautiful, it can be dangerous, how it hurts little boys and little girls who are growing up to try to meet these impossible standards that the beauty industry is dictating. And you know, they can't do it. They fail miserably in the process because it's not real, and they're struggling with body acceptance, and this is something that goes on throughout their lives. It's mental stress, discrimination, social alienation. You know, so if you laugh this off as a trivial issue, to me it's tacit compliance. You know, we're saying yes, it's okay to do this to the children of the future. I say it's not.
Here, Caroline. Moving on to our next caller, Rosalind, thank you very much for holding the line. Share with us your experience and your thoughts about this issue.
You're welcome. Now, I think basically this thing should not be taken lightly. It's not trivial at all. And to the people who think that, you know, why you're making so much of fuss over this kind of advertisement by Watson's or whoever, I think we should make a huge fuss about this so that it will become a kind of conditioning for, you know, younger girls and boys and as they're growing up. Because if everyone just laughs it off or just, you know, brushes it off, this thing will just keep perpetuating. And in the meantime, the cosmetic industry is just getting richer and richer off the, you know, the sad impressions of girls, perhaps, who have dark complexion, running around buying products, whitening products that promise to make them fair and hence have a happy life. You know, so I think this is just so destructive psychologically, mentally. It's just totally destructive. And I have real-life examples. I've got two daughters. One is very fair, like the father, and the other one is darker, like me. And, you know, it's just amazing to see people's reaction to the two girls. And, hello?
Yes, we're here.
Listening?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, because I didn't get anyone saying anything. Okay. And, you know, I have well-meaning relatives when the girls were born. My own relatives, looking at the darker girls, saying things like, oh, well, you know, never mind. You can always give her a good education.
Right.
Yeah, she doesn't have to get married, you know. And then now they've grown up, and when they're together, you have educated people, mind you, who will look at the elder girl who's fairer and say, oh, so cute, so beautiful, completely ignoring the younger girl. And it's just amazing. And I've had to do so much work with the younger girl,
right,
so that she doesn't get into this, you know, she doesn't suffer from trauma. And but she does, you know, because she'll always pass the sarcastic comments to when to the sister, yala, you're so fair and so pretty, what, you know. I think it's just a horrible social conditioning, and the cosmetic industry is making money just on people's feelings of inferiority. This is one of them, feeling like your complexion is not fair enough. Look at all the billboards that you know, it's all whitening. It's nothing about being intelligent. It's nothing about being strong. It's all about being fair. So superficial, you know. So I mean, in this day and age, I think we should make a huge fuss, actually. You know, in fact, more of a fuss. But to be fair to Watson, to be fair, I believe this is from a very old Malay legend. There's this old black and white movie that I recall, mm-hmm. Those long time ago. Something, some putri or something like that, you know? And she was cursed by a witch and she became dark or something. I think they've taken the story from that legend.
That's right.
You know, and adapt, yeah.
It's the legend of Dayang Senando. It's an old Malay folklore.
And something was lost in translation, unfortunately.
I think what they happened was when they adapted it, they lost the, yeah, as you said, Christy, they lost in translation. Yeah, so that's my two cents worth. I think it's very, very serious. It really does a lot of damage. And look at the connotative value of, because I teach, you know, literature and language. Mm-hmm. Look at the connotative value, or rather the negative connotative value of the word, of the phrase fair and lovely. You know what that will do to an impressionable young girl?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fair and lovely. Meaning that in order to be lovely, you have to be fair. If you are not fair, you're not lovely. And if you keep putting that time and again into the consciousness of these young girls, what's going to happen to them? And now you've got another horrible product, Fair and Handsome. This is targeting guys, Pula.
Yeah,
oh
it's perpetuating this stereotype.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I really think that this should be very serious, and I agree with someone who I think sent you a message saying that the ministry should seriously review all these products which are promising, you know, whitening thingies.
Yeah,
I think the products are dangerous.
Yes, thank you very much for that, Rosalind, and for sharing your stories with us. And Rosalind's not the first person who's called in with that sort of personal perspective as well. Thank you very much for that. We're going to move on to our next caller. Vimal is on the line. Hi, Vimal.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Very good evening.
Good evening.
Sorry?
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, guys. I would just like to get to the point. I think it's very disappointing what Watson has done, but it's not surprising. And Watson's and other companies are doing, you know, either worse things or similar, because they've lost their focus, they've lost a lot of creativity, they've lost a lot of intelligence as well, and compliance is no longer something that, you know, important to these kind of companies. And I think it's very important that products and services improve. And ads, of course, this ad would have been viewed by a group of people, from those actors in the ad and also those who approved the ad, those who are behind the scenes. So it just goes to show that there's a great loss of focus, and it's important that we refocus where we should be and try and come up with better products and services. And Watson should be taken to task. This is very disappointing, but not surprising.
Yeah, and thank you very much for that, Vimal. That seems to also be, you know, when you see some of the other circumstances that have taken place. It was only in August of last year that Astro Entertainment Show Molotov apologized for screening a parody of local singer Yuna, performance with Usher. There was an actor playing in blackface. So it's something that's, you know, disappointing, but unfortunately not surprising at the same time.
Yeah, agreed.
We're going to just go quickly to some texts and tweets very, very quickly. And of course,
this one saying white skin ads in Malaysia are just the cosmetic industry manipulating people to make money. The same companies are promoting tanning products in Europe, in Australia and the US, which echoes what one of our earlier callers said, you know. So it's about perspective, right? Grass is green on the other side. Skin is more beautiful in another country, another continent. So this one is saying, as a consumer, this anger should be translated into action. Stop buying, not just shout about it, and buy from a responsible sellers. Consumers cannot be so forgetful.
All right, Talkback continues right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. It's BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 03-7710-9000. Text 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
It's Talk Back with Caroline and Ezra. The number to call is 03-771-09000. I give out that number, but the phone lines are full at this juncture. We're talking about the significance and importance of being fair-skinned. Obviously, we're talking about the Watsons Raya ad. It had huge public uproar over its use of blackface and allegedly sexist themes. And we're asking you whether you think fair skin is more beautiful. That certainly seems to be the impression and the message coming out of the Watsons video. We're going to head straight to the phone lines. Ivy is on the line. Hi, Ivy.
Hi.
Tell us what you think.
Well, actually, I would like to share two parts. One is my personal experience, and another one is something else. Mm-hmm. I'm actually Chinese, so I'm relatively fair skinned.
Right.
In high school, in secondary school, I played basketball, so I was in the sun a lot. So
right.
I got really tan, and to my surprise, at that point, I used to get remarks concerning adults even.
Wow.
They would actually suggest that I stop playing basketball because I'll be tan and not be pretty. So,
that kind of messaging was even apparent even when you were growing up.
I was growing up. I was maybe 15, 16, growing up, teenager. And there will be people, I mean, friends and all that. Generally, there will be people saying, "Oh, she's pretty. She's not pretty. Oh, she's pretty. She's not pretty because she's tan." I was like, "Okay."
Mm-hmm.
When I was in university, I went to the States. And, of course, I wasn't exposed to the sun a lot, so I got a lot fairer. And when I came back, and then there will be comments like, "Oh, you're pretty now because you're fair."
Okay. Wow. And they were very blunt about that particular statement to you.
Like maybe they didn't think much about it, but they are like, "Wow, you look so nice. I haven't seen you for so while. You're so fair, and you look so pretty." I mean, of course, you grow up, you look different a little bit, and you look more
right.
adulthood. Kind of thing, mm-hmm. but I mean the way they process and the way they express it, I was like, okay. I mean, I didn't think much about it. And then being in the States, I remember staying with a American as a roommate, and then she asked me whether would I like to follow her to the tennis lawn, and I was very confused. Like people pay money to get tan.
Right, it was the reverse experience of your childhood.
That was the first time I heard of such a thing. I was like, "Are you serious? And how much is it?" I remember it was pretty expensive. And then she said, "Yeah, you can if it's not tan enough, you can go another session so that you get even tan and all that." And I was like, "Okay."
And that must have been very confusing. One society telling you that being tanned is not beautiful, that fair is beautiful, and another society is the reverse. And this is very much part of the discussion that we're having today about how people perceive beauty, right?
Yeah, and I mean we're talking about beauty and how it affects. Like I think previous caller, I think one of the lady was talking about how it affects the younger children, especially the young teenagers growing up feeling insecure about themselves. I think society sometimes don't realize how much damage it caused to these girls growing up. Like they will pass remarks and not just, I'm just stating what I see, and it's ha ha ha, and then this little girl will go back crying. And
And those comments leave a deep scar in their psyche, right?
Yeah, and this discussion, we're talking about beauty, but talking about skin color, and actually know this person who is adopted. She is, both parents are Chinese, but I think we don't know where is she adopted from, so she's maybe a little bit mixed of Indian, so she's a little bit more tan than Chinese.
Yeah.
But not to say really tan. I mean, it's like maybe lighter, like Punjabi kind of tone, that sort.
Mm-hmm.
And growing up, like people will comment like about her skin tone, and they will actually put out remarks about her skin tone. And then I heard this. She would tell the mom, "I know I'm adopted because of what people say." So
right.
She knows that she's adopted.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mom actually was so heartbroken that she found her, the child was very young, in the shower, she would use, like, you know, things like to scrub her arm.
Wow.
To try to make herself lighter, like to wash the dirt, with the concept of washing the dark color off.
Yeah.
I think it's very heartbreaking for the mom, for the child, for, I don't know them. I'm not that close to them, but to know that this little girl is having to go through that kind of emotional trauma.
Yeah.
I mean, that effect on her, I think it's really upsetting.
It's outrageous. And of course, you know, this is very much some of the concerns from this video. Thank you very much for calling us, Ivy, and we appreciate you sharing your stories and your perspective. I'm going to move on to the next caller. William is on the line. Oh, no, I've made my mistake. William, unfortunately, is unable to give us a call. Moving on to our next caller, Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. You've caught us on a busy day. Glad to hear from you. Tell us, what do you think about this, Victor?
Okay. In the chicken rice place that I frequently go to, they say they serve this drink and they call it Michael Jackson. Actually, it's a chin chow inside soya bean.
That's right.
So I asked the shopkeeper why they call it Michael Jackson. He say because it's black and white. So I think maybe his could be the example of a black is actually superior than white.
Huh, interesting.
And then he incidentally also sing this song, Ebony and Ivory.
Yes.
Sitting side by side in perfect harmony.
Right. This is Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney song.
Yes. So for me, I feel that this the advertisement, is it offensive?
Didn't,
I don't know. It depends on how we look at it. But to me,
you didn't find it offensive, Victor?
No, not really.
Or you're accustomed to this?
I find that Celine Dion is beautiful. So was Whitney Houston.
Mm.
So maybe we should not make such a big fuss out of this. I don't know.
And not give Watsons too much credence about their ignorance. Is that what you think?
That is what I say.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, Victor. Moving on to our next caller. GK is on the line. Hi there.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Tell us what you think of the uproar over this video and any thoughts related to this issue.
Okay. I think earlier on the program, a lot of people was against it, and some were saying that it should be banned, you know, it discourages children and those sort of things.
Right.
But as I'm waiting and I listen to some of this, towards the end, it has become, the tone has changed. So now, I want to say is this, like, okay, according to some religion, I'm going to hell. The first lady say, hell is black. I am offended. I'm going to meet my friends there. So the point is, anyway, to this lady, this is just a joke, yeah, I mean, okay? But the point is this, why must people be so scared and sensitive to certain issues? I give an example, myself personally. Even I'm talking about discrimination and, you know, those sort of things, I am short. I'm only 5'3". And according to the body measurement, I should be 5'6".
Mm.
So I suffered in school. People call me shorty, bandit, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Today, I'm successful. And if I were to allow these people to say black is dirty, black is no good, and if I allow people to tell me, bandit, shorty, today I have tall guys reporting to me, have better education than me, and earning less than me.
Right. Yeah.
It's very important that you do not, cover yourself, especially for parents. You don't protect your child and by avoiding all these things. These are facts of life. If you're dark skin, you're dark skin.
Yes.
And majority of people likes to be fair skin.
Right, so, but I don't see the harm in reprimanding the creators of this video for, you know, what seems to be a really, you know, outdated, offensive approach to content.
Yes, I don't see it offensive at all.
Well, you don't see it because perhaps you don't share the perspective of people who do feel offended by this.
For those who are offended.
So if we were to make a shorty type person video, you might have resonated a little bit more.
Yes, that is correct.
Right. Okay, so what I'm saying is there are young girls with dark skin who are going to see this video and they're going to be offended by it. And for you, it's going to, you know, fall off your shoulder, but for others it's going to have a huge effect that's not going to be resolved in one or two days, but one or two decades. And it's a huge thing, and perhaps that's why you need to understand why people are offended by that.
But there will always be people, I mean, majority of ladies, they want to be fair. You can't escape from that fact. And also, a lot of people will say people who are tall are successful. You can't escape from that fact.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that we it doesn't mean that we just ignore this video
correct.
All right.
We have to face it, and it's for the parents and the teachers to give confidence to the children for them to rise up and take the challenge and be successful like me.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in, GK. And I completely understand your perspective to not let these types of videos dictate and decide, on how, things should be interpreted as well. Caroline, of course, it's been a very, very vibrant discussion past hour. We've gone through the video. We've gone through some of the comments that people have been saying. We've heard listeners talk about it. We went through the initial apology and how people were not satisfied with that initial apology.
However, we just received an updated apology statement from Karen Low, the general manager and country head of Watson's Malaysia, saying that they deeply and sincerely apologize for it. I'm just going to get to the gist of this, saying that it was our intention to convey concepts of inner and outer beauty. Unfortunately, the video instead offended many. Regretfully, we acknowledge that the video is not in line with the values that we hold dearly in Malaysia. We take responsibility for the video and its content. We're truly sorry that some elements have offended the general public. We humbly seek your forgiveness and deeply regret any harm that we have caused. Now, this is an updated statement, and I can see a difference in this statement as opposed to the one that we saw a little earlier, in that there is acknowledgement of the wrongdoing.
There's ownership and responsibility.
Absolutely.
We just received this email in the past 20 minutes or so. That was from Karen Lowe, the general manager and country head of Watson's Malaysia. That's it for Talk Back this evening. Thank you very much for all your texts, messages, and calls. We've got the 7 o'clock news coming up right after this on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.